Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to WAMS on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I'm Burke Allen, and today we're talking about prayer. And the author is Margaret Agard. The book is available in stores now and on her website, inhisfootsteps.com. And Margaret, thanks for being on the show with us today.
I'm happy to be here, Burke. I'm happy to talk and share with your listeners prayers God always answers.
And let's start with that. You know, many of our listeners are people of faith, and some perhaps are not. The age-old question, does prayer work, and what proof do we have?
Well, that's interesting, because I can only look at myself personally, and the kinds of answers that I get from God and the kinds of prayers I pray that I know He answers.
And in your book, as I understand it, there are specific prayers that you call our attention to that seem to really work for a new believer. Can you be taught how to pray?
I think so. I call it the wisdom prayers. And the way I learned the wisdom prayers is, first I asked God how I could learn to recognize His voice, because I always thought you prayed and either you got a yes or a no or later. And that was pretty much my belief, and I know a lot of people believe that. And then one day, someone was just mentioning in the church meeting that she had prayed, and she did what her parents taught her to do. She stayed on her knees until she heard God, you know, talking with her and counseling with her. And I thought, what? I never heard that. I thought you just prayed, got up, and went about your day, and stuff either happened or it didn't. And so I prayed to God, and I said, will you help me learn to recognize when you're counseling with me? And out of that, I had some experiences primarily having to do with feeling like I should help someone, invite someone to dinner. It turned out they were out of food, and they said we had been praying as a family to somehow be fed this week, and then you called and invited us to dinner, and we've been invited to dinner every night this week. And I thought, what was that thought like? And three things like that happened that week. And it was all about helping other people. And so I started paying attention to that kind of thought that came to me. What? How did it feel? How did it feel in my heart? What was I thinking at the time? And I gradually learned to recognize when God was speaking to me.
The author is Margaret Agard. The book is In His Footsteps, and it's available at Margaret's website, inhisfootsteps.com. And we're talking about prayer, which is an age-old subject. And Margaret, you're a former missionary, I understand. What countries did you serve?
Actually, we were working with inner-city Albuquerque with a small church there, a small inner-city church that was struggling. We spent a lot of time visiting sons and relatives in the local jail and prison, because it was an inner city. So good people with struggles going on. And then we spent part of our time up in Alaska working with Native Americans as they built their churches up there.
So if you have a question for Margaret, we'd love to hear from you at 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. Margaret Agard is our guest today. And we're talking about prayer. What happens if you pray and you don't get an immediate response? Maybe it's not a yes, no, or a wait till later, or anything else. If you don't hear anything, what does that mean?
I believe that at that point, if you're praying for what I call wisdom, you're facing a struggle and you don't know what to do next, that you rely on your best impulses and the highest principles you've been taught and just move forward. Sometimes, though, I had a prayer I called a catch-22 of faith, where I felt like God was promising me a particular blessing. In my case, it had to do with finances, since I was a single mom with eight children, and it felt like a constant financial struggle. And it had reached the point where I just no longer believed that we would ever be stable financially, even though I felt like God was promising me that. And if you don't have faith, you don't get the blessing. And so I call that a catch-22 of faith. Like, fine, I'm supposed to believe it, but I don't believe it. So now what do I do? Yes. And I actually took that to God. And I said, what do I do when I can't believe you anymore? Like the man in the scripture who says, you know, Lord, I believe, help down my unbelief. And he actually gave me what I call a small program. He said, you do these three things, they were very simple things, every day for 90 days, and your faith will be healed in that area. And so I did them. And actually, I was having a hard time getting the 90 days in consecutively. I kept having a hard time doing one thing. And I finally went to him and said, I'm having a hard time because one of them is to have dinner with my family, but they were all teenagers, and half the time they were off at work or sports. And I felt this little voice say, I never said they had to be consecutive.
Interesting.
I was like, oh, just 90 days somehow, and the next however long it takes.
Our guest is the author Margaret Agard. She's written a fascinating book about prayer and exactly how prayer works and how it can work for you. It's called In His Footsteps, and it's available online at inhisfootsteps.com. You mentioned, Margaret, being a mother of eight. Were your children brought up to pray, and were you yourself brought up to pray as a kid?
I was brought up to pray. I, you know, just the simple prayers you pray as a child, and we prayed over our meals. And my parents prayed. They taught us to pray when we had struggles. I did teach my children to pray. I especially taught them to learn to try to listen. I actually tell a story there about one of my sons who was struggling with something, and I said to him, well, you're going to have to ask God about this. And he said, I did. And I said, what'd God say? And he said, God said, be grateful for what you do have. And I thought, well, that is the answer. That is the answer. So do it. So it was kind of an interesting conversation. So I knew they were getting answers. Whether or not they acted on them was something else.
Now, as it says in your press materials, Margaret, that you travel quite a bit. You give seminars around the country. Is it uncomfortable for you to talk to someone that you've never met before, maybe when you're giving one of these seminars, about prayer and God?
No. The seminars attract people who want to talk about prayer. And a lot of people almost feel a relief to be able to talk about their belief in God and what they believe about prayer. I think surveys have shown that 85% or more of Americans believe that there is a God and that he will answer prayers. So, you know, it's more likely I'll run into someone who doesn't believe it than someone who does.
If you're just joining us, Margaret Agard is our guest today. Her book is In His Footsteps. It's a book about prayer, and you can join the conversation by calling 718-506-1944. Is there a right or wrong way to pray, in your opinion?
No, I don't think there is a right or wrong way to pray. The only thing I would encourage people to do is to start to spend a few minutes after prayer, if they don't do this, to listen. I think that a lot of us have been taught to just pray. We've been taught that statement about it's just now or later, and we haven't learned to stay quietly listening, perhaps reading our scriptures at that point, writing in a journal, things that will help us listen and hear an answer in our heart.
It's all about an intimate conversation with God, and my question is, science has, you know, at various times throughout our history, weighed in with their thoughts on a higher being and on prayer. What do you think science has to say about prayer in the 21st century?
The studies on prayer with science are interesting because they've tried to do some double-blind studies. I think they've worked with plants when I did my research on it to try to find out actually what science says about prayer. Most of the time they found that prayer did work, that they would try to do control groups, but the problem with trying to do a control groups with human beings who are struggling is, what are you going to say to one group? Tell all your friends and family not to pray for you? We're only going to have this group being prayed for. So the conclusions have actually been inconsistent, that sometimes one group does better than the other and sometimes not, but you can't really say what that's based on.
And what about, you know, one of the most common prayers is when you pray for someone who is ill, you pray for God's hand in healing them. Do you believe that those really help to heal?
My personal experience, of course, would be yes, because when my father was in his 30s, he contracted Lou Gehrig's disease. People prayed for him, and we felt he was promised he would live to raise his family, and the Lou Gehrig's disease actually stopped. So we have proof that he had it, proof that it stopped, and he was promised he would live to raise his family. When my youngest sister turned 17, he came back, and he died when she was 18. So, of course, I have that belief because I have
sure.
personal experience there. I also know other people who have prayed, and they haven't felt that promise. And sometimes the promise is simply that God will be there to comfort you and take care of you, but not that you'll be healed. And I think it takes a long time for us to hear that answer because we don't want that one.
And so sometimes God answers prayers, but it's not the answer we want to hear.
Right.
For someone who's listening who maybe is not churched and does not pray on a regular basis, you have something called the 21-Day Challenge. And I want to ask you about that because it's a very intriguing concept. What is your 21-Day Challenge?
I talk about the wisdom prayers. And the wisdom prayer that changed my life was very different than my normal prayer. I started asking God each day. I started it more out of a desperation. I had too much to do in the day, and as a single parent, and the sole financial support of my family. And so I was saying, just help me get through the day. Here's everything I have to do. There's no possible way I'll get through it. What should I really focus on today? And he took that prayer, how should I spend today, God, every day, and gave me a completely new life. And the 21-Day Challenge has to do with that. And we do talk about in that, about learning to recognize God's promptings, what it feels like. With the promises, at the end of the 21 days, you'll actually see God's hand directing your life. You'll have a change in your life. And that is what happens. A lot of people want to turn their life over to God, but, you know, we're not Mother Teresa. We have laundry to do and meals to make, so that's going to have to wait.
Sure.
What I found was that I could turn by turning to just today over today to God, this very busy day. That, in essence, turned my life over to God. And I ended up with a very different life than I had imagined. I had a 5-year and a 10-year plan, and it turned out God also had a 5-year and a 10-year plan for my life. I was much better than the one I had planned. So that 21-day challenge, they get 21 days of emails based on scriptures and principles from the King James Bible, and all focused on personal experiences with prayer, what might happen. I share short stories, I call them personal parables, about what has happened to me or other people who have tried it, and how they might recognize God's hand in their life and the changes that might come about as a result. So for people who are saying, you know, I want to try it. I want to take my busy life, go to God, and say, how would you do it differently?
The book is called In His Footsteps, How to Be Happy Soul Deep. And our guest today is author Margaret Agard. If you'd like to take Margaret's 21-Day Happy Soul Deep Challenge, there's a free quick start kit available online at her website, inhisfootsteps.com. That's inhisfootsteps.com. Margaret, we're almost out of time. If folks want to reach out to you and they have specific questions about prayer or what they've read in your book, In His Footsteps, what's the best way for them to reach you?
Hey, through the website. I'm happy to have people email me there. I'd say my email is Margaret, but nobody knows how to spell that, at inhisfootsteps.com, but you could send it to book@inhisfootsteps.com. I would get that. And I have my address on there for mailing, a telephone number. Happy to hear from people. In fact, love to hear from people. One woman told me that she knelt down and prayed. She was very busy that day, and she wanted to try it. And her answer was, do what you have to do today, but whatever you do, do it with kindness.
I can't think of a better way to wrap things up. Author Margaret Agard has been our guest. The book is In His Footsteps. It's available online at inhisfootsteps.com. I'm Burke Allen. Thanks for listening. Now go out and make it a great day and throw a prayer up there.